Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
All right. Now that most of the primaries are over, Lee.
Yes.
Democrat DNC chair, Ken Martin, so the head of the DNC.
Yeah, right.
Saying, oh, Democrat Socialists of America. No, there's really no daylight between Democrats and them. We're all good. We're fine. And we're all together on this thing.
Democrats are unified. We are united, and we're through most of these primaries now, so it's no longer Democrat on Democrat violence. Right now, everyone is focused on the November
election. Do you think they're really united, though, Ken? I don't want to cut you off, but the DSA, so you're saying that all the Democrats and the DSA candidates, they're all united?
Let me say, we are a big tent party. We always have been. As you've heard me say before, we have moderate Democrats. We have conservative Democrats. We have progressives. Uh-huh. We have leftists. And the key is to make sure that despite all the labels that people throw around and the divisions within our party, there's more that unites us as Democrats than those small differences.
The labels that people throw around like you just did about your own party. That was a weird comment.
He also said that the GOP is just trying to scare people by labeling the Democrat Socialists of America as socialists. Who might have labeled them that first, though? Maybe when they named themselves Democrat Socialists of America.
Yeah, that.
Now, to be fair, I mean, I don't know if they consulted the Republicans when they did that, but my guess is they didn't.
Probably not, no. Don't think they had dog at that hunt.
So, it's just the Republicans. The Republicans, he explained, they're just exaggerating about what these people, you know, who these people are and what they believe. And it's all just lies anyway. It's just the Democrats, you know, trying to get the upper hand here. I mean, these people, I mean, they don't believe anything radical. Not really.
I mean, our goal is liberation. Our goal is communism.
Hmm. Okay, that sounds pretty revolutionary.
Yeah, he's a national co-chair. But anyway, I'm sure Republicans just made that up.
And, you know, we have a unique responsibility to act from the heart of empire, the belly of the beast. The most important thing that we can do is take that empire down from within.
Our role ultimately is to facilitate our own empire's failure in ways that we can. Ultimately,
treason.
To overthrow our own empire.
Imperialism is... U.S. imperialism is not a thing that can be reformed away. It has to be overthrown through revolutionary struggle.
And to build a mass movement that can use the leverage of workers to hit the kill switch on American imperialism here within the American empire.
Okay, that is the national leadership of the DSA. Tell us again, Ken Martin, head of the DNC. There's really not much difference between regular Democrats and these people, right?
Democrats are unified. We are united, and we're through most of these primaries now, so it's no longer Democrat on Democrat violence. Right now, everyone is focused on the
November
election.
Do you think they're really united, though, Ken? I don't want to cut you off, but the DSA, so you're saying that all the Democrats and the DSA candidates, they're all united?
Let me say, we are a big tent party. We always have been, as you've heard me say.
These radicals want to overthrow the country. They're great. I mean, we got to take everybody.
Remind me, Tara, why was it that people on January 6th were prosecuted?
I think it was an attempt at what? What's the word I'm looking for? Insurrection.
Yes,
that's it.
Thank you. Yes, right.
Their actual plan is insurrection.
Right.
But it's fine. It's cool. As long as communism, totalitarianism, and really the end of the Constitution is the goal, then it's just fine. It's just big tent. No big deal. What does Chuck Schumer say about this? The leader of the Democrats in the Senate.
We've had relentless recruitment. We have impressive candidates. These candidates fit their states, but we're all united in the issues we're fighting, the cost and chaos and corruption of the Trump administration.
No, see, those people just played, they seem to be fighting the Constitution, want to eliminate the military, ICE, all border enforcement, the police, and ultimately the Constitution, the presidency, and the court system as we know it. So, no, they don't seem to think what they're fighting, the number one thing, is Trump at all.
Well, the thing is, and I keep going back to this, the only way to legally do what their goals are is to change the United States Constitution, which would require a vote by Congress and will require ratification of the majority of the United States of America. That's the only way that they can do what they claim they're saying they want to do.
So I don't know how you reconcile this. Yes. It just, you know.
Legally. Now, there are other ways that you can do this with a armed insurrection and a coup. Yeah. Yeah. Which, you know, that's been tried before.
Yes. And Lee, this is why this election that we have right now is one of the most important of your lifetime. Bar none, right here, Senate runoff, South Carolina.
Why is it we say that every time?
No, but
because
it's
true. That's why.
This, it really is true.
Yes, yes.
And it's true on two levels, okay? It's the question of, are we going to let Democrats continue to run this state? And when you see a raft of $1 million of Democrat cash come through here to support Darlene Graham, and Lee, Tom Matzey, the Democrat head of the Democrat PAC, Innovation for Tomorrow. That is, if you're seeing these ads, they look like they come from Republicans. Those are Democrats sending those. And they're complaining that Ralph Norman isn't sufficiently loyal enough to Trump. Well, what was Tom Matzey doing 2 years ago? Oh, he was trying to get Kamala Harris elected and defeat Trump. You could read his tweets. What was he doing in 2020? Oh, he was raising money and running PACs that were running ads for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And his foremost goal right now is to defeat Ralph Norman and get Darlene Graham elected. So I got a challenge for her, and I put this out online. It's been 24 hours. At least 72 hours ago, she learned, according to her, at this debate from Ralph Norman, that Democrats are spending all this money to elect her. These ads you're getting are extremely deceptive. They come from Democrats, and they say Ralph Norman's not sufficiently loyal enough to Trump. Well, they're not loyal to Trump. They spent the last 5 years trying to defeat him. And raising money to do it from Democrats. The funding for this PAC, Lee, the primary funder, is a guy who spent $11 million trying to get Kamala Harris elected in 2024. So I challenged her online, hey, we get it. You didn't know the Democrats love you for some reason. Well, now you do. I mean, if it was me and I was running for office and Democrats are spending $1 million on me, gosh, wouldn't you want to know who they were?
Wouldn't you
Google them?
Yeah.
Just find out who they are and what they stand for. It's been 3 days. You don't tell me she hasn't done that, hasn't checked it out. And once she realizes, oh my gosh, this guy's a huge Kamala Harris supporter. He was at the inaugural ball for Joe Biden and Kamala. You know, maybe I don't want them spending money here in South Carolina to elect me. I would be mortified, Lee. I would be like, gee, I would disavow them. I would tell them to stop spending money, but she hasn't done it.
It's the company you keep, Tara.
It is. It's so important. Total silence from her. So a lot of these attack ads against Ralph Norman are paid for by Democrats. And in the state newspaper, when they called him up and said, hey, you know, you're running these ads, but you're supposedly a pro-climate change, you know, group, pro-climate change funding group, but you're not talking about climate change.
Yeah.
At all. You're accusing Ralph Norman of not being sufficiently loyal to Trump and trying to smear him and saying a bunch of untrue things about basically, you know, oh, he's not, I don't know, whatever, Republican enough. Yeah. But you guys are Democrats. See, this is what burns me, Lee, okay? This is what really burns my butt about this. Not only are these Democrats spending all this money to elect her, she's pretending not to notice. When she's been put on notice, and she knows now, okay? She could have stopped it. She could have told him to go pound sand, get out of South Carolina. But what really burns me is that they are lying to and manipulating South Carolina Republican primary voters on her behalf. They're not being honest and saying, well, you know, we like Darlene because we think she'll vote for AOC's Green New Deal and all of the climate change subsidies that we route through China to fund the Democrat Party. I mean, all of those climate change subsidies are going to save the world. She'll vote for them. So see, that's why we're supporting her. Okay, fine. Good. Be honest. They're not doing that. And the state newspaper even points it out. They're pretending to be Republican to confuse you. And she's apparently fine with it. For her to act like she doesn't know this, when Ralph Norman told her to her face, you tell me you don't have enough lead intellectual curiosity? Because I would. Wouldn't you leave some group? I don't know if you were running for office. Group spending money to elect you. I want to know who they are and what they want. Why do you like me? I'd be glad for the money unless it came from, you know, the people who I just played the audio from who say us and Democrats, socialists, no, we're the same. Well, we're good.
What happens to most candidates when somebody like, I don't know, someone with the behavioral characteristics of a former congressman like Swalwell from California when they make donations to a candidate, aren't usually the media looking at that and saying, hey, you've taken money from this person that has this reprehensible behavior. Yeah. Are you going to return those donations?
Exactly. Now, to be clear, they're not donating to her campaign, okay? But what they are doing is running a $1 million campaign to defeat Ralph Norman.
Right. Yeah.
And elect her.
Well, you know.
So, you know, it's separate from her. So just to be clear, it's not in her campaign coffers. She can't return it. But she can call them off.
Yeah.
She can say, stop lying to and deceiving South Carolina voters on my behalf. I'm not a Democrat. I hate Democrats. Stop spending the money. But she won't do it. And what's so amazing to me about this is, this isn't like a conspiracy. This Democrat PAC put out a press release and they're talking to the state newspaper. Yeah, our goal is to defeat Ralph Norman. Really? Yeah, we supported Kamala before. Twice. Once Joe Biden and Kamala in 2020, 2024, they, you know, I mean, Tom Massey, and he's very open about what he's doing. Well, maybe the Graham campaign missed that article in the state newspaper, or...
You might be able to send them a link there, Tara.
Because I can help. I'm here to help. If you need, like, I've got a link, I've got screenshots of me, whatever I need to provide to you for you to stop this. And what I'm really worried about right now is these people out on the coast who are outside our listening area. I'm really worried about these little old ladies. And I get texts from people, hey, because I'm telling everybody, hey, contact everyone. You know someone at the coast, you know someone in Columbia. We drop off once you get to Columbia. You know somebody in one of these counties. Tell them this. Send them to my X feed so they can see the screenshots of the press release. Hey, we're Democrats. We're trying to elect Darlene Graham. We're putting $1 million in. Send them the screenshots because they may not realize, Lee, a lot of this negative advertising they're hearing about Ralph Norman is coming from Democrats. And I'm afraid we're going to fall for it. And you know what really scares me? Really scares me. They get the idea they can take this Senate seat in South Carolina, we're never going to get the Democrat money out of our politics. Yep. Never. I mean, look, they just tried to run a Democrat for AG, Attorney General David Pasco. That's how confident they are that they can get Democrats into office in the state by hosing Republican voters. Why? Because the liberal Republicans that they're friends with won't say a thing. Think about this, Lee. All of these people from Pam Evett, all of them to Tim Scott, they could call out the Democrats too and say, stop, you know, stop lying, stop trying to get Darlene elected. They won't. They are stone cold silent. They are fine with a raft of Democrat cash coming in here to deceive voters, which is even worse. This woman wins. She's going to think she can vote like a Democrat because the Democrats funded her and no one cared. After the FBI watched Eric Swalwell and his Chinese spy friend break the law over and over and over again, then did nothing. After Nancy Pelosi was warned, hey, you know, Mr. Swalwell there sits on the House Intelligence Committee. Those are the highest security clearances offered to Congress to sit on that committee because you see what? Intelligence. Maybe, you know, given a security briefing, hey, he seems to be like a little compromised by this Chinese spy. You know, you should know that. Nancy Pelosi did nothing, left him on the committee, which is, but folks, this is why Chinese were so focused on him. Now we know the FBI watched him and her commit crimes, including at least 4 illegal donations. And that in return, he helped her to place interns, spies, I don't know, not only in their office, but in other congressional offices. Sounds like a conspiracy to me. And what did they do? Well, he was on the Democrat crime plan, where the FBI observes your crimes, notes them, and then ignores them. Ignores them. So finally, belatedly, under Donald Trump, we just watched Swalwell swarmed with FBI agents who finally did what FBI agents should have done years ago. Took his phone, took his computer. Folks, now we know. Do you remember, you know, Swalwell was in that governor's race out in California. And our side was saying, wow, Democrats sure have thrown him over that boat. Wow, man, they must just think he can't win. No. No, what did I tell you? Your humble host. I get it right every time. What did I tell you? Cash Patel had hinted they had a lot of Chinese intel on him. I said, that's why they just dumped him out of the governor's race. They don't actually care that he's funded by China. I mean, you know, Nancy Pelosi's funded by China. Her husband went from making $400,000 a year to having net worth of hundreds of millions of dollars. Doing a lot of that through business with the Chinese. The rest through insider trading. So, I mean, Nancy Pelosi ain't going to knock somebody off the Intel Committee for, you know, illegally getting bribes from China. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi, right? She don't want anybody looking too close at her, but wow. So finally, the FBI, which really has become a criminal agency, operating as it should, seizing the laptop, seizing the phones, probably too late. But at least they're trying. At least they're trying. Folks, the question that I have, as we're learning about all of this, especially the declassified documents this week that show us that the FBI knew of Swalwell's crimes with China and let him continue to serve on the Intel Committee. As all that comes out, I got to wonder, how many of those people and how many of the people around them are still in the FBI right now? How many? And how many people who worked on the Foreign Intelligence Task Force, which was put together to cover up the crimes of Democrats, not Republicans, the crimes of Democrats who were taking bribes, including Joe Biden, Swalwell, and others. So what they would do is they would go after you criminally if you spoke of the Democrats' crimes, if you spoke of their collusion with our worst enemies on earth. And by the way, for Darlene Graham, if she's listening, that would be China. China starts with a C. You can remember it that way. China is our worst enemy on earth. And their number one priority is Taiwan and controlling shipping lanes. Just so you know, I thought I'd note that. But for those who do know that our worst enemy on earth is, in fact, China, that is a problem. So, folks, we need to go through the FBI with a fine-tooth comb and get all these people. It's going to be hundreds of them. And it better start. It better start after midterms. Let me tell you why they're all going to sue to stay. So they can continue their reign of criminal terror. So it's going to take us 2 years to get these people out after all the lawsuits. It's got to start, I mean, days after the midterms. Because we leave them, folks, we'll lose the Republic. They will be up and operational if they're not already. The second Trump leaves office. And let me, you know what they're going to be doing? Putting his kids, his staff, his cabinet in prison. How do we know? Well, they did it last time. They put everyone around Trump in prison, or tried to. So this is not just about fairness. It's about the survival of the Republic, and honestly, the survival financially, criminally, of everyone around Trump, because they're going to come for him like the hounds of hell. He better get him out of there, because we're not doing it. Folks, it's getting ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous. Darlene Graham said at the debate, we're, 3 days out now? She had no idea. No, this is very confusing. No idea that Democrats or a Democrat PAC were spending $1 million to get her elected in this state. It's no way anybody could know anything about that.
It's interesting that my opponent mentions Democrats. The ones that are funding her campaign are the Democrat PACs. The $2 million, that's... And you can bring them up, but the Main Street Washington, I'm not their favorite. I'm not their candidate. You are. The money they're putting in this race is ought to be alarming for every American. Every ad that you see trying to tear me down is paid for by a Democrat donor who's put up, one billionaire put up $1 million. I got $2 million going against me this next week. I gladly take that. But it's coming from Democrats who are supporting her candidacy for some reason. It's very alarming.
Now, Darlene Graham said she has no idea. None whatsoever. Now, she never heard anything about this. And it's very confusing. Okay. Well, she was informed by Ralph Norman, was she not? Now, if you were running for office and Democrats spend $1 million to elect you, wouldn't you be curious? Wouldn't you walk off that debate stage and get on Google or something? Figure out, hey, you know, that's interesting. I wonder why they're supporting me. I wonder that. I mean, I would look, I'd at least Google it, right?
I'm not sure what Democratic PAC he's talking about. I haven't even seen the ad, so I don't know what you're talking about.
So I challenged her online, and it went viral. I challenged her. I rebuked them. Tell them you don't want the money. Tell them to go away. Tell them you're not a Democrat. You don't want their money. You don't want to owe them. Because, see, the problem with what they're doing is that they're not sending messages like, hey, we want to fund AOC's, you know, Green New Deal. And Ralph Norman stood in the way of that funding. We're big mad. So we're trying to elect Arlene Graham. If they were honest, I might not object to it much. But they're pretending to be Republicans who are angry that Ralph Norman supposedly isn't sufficiently loyal to Trump. In other words, they're pretending they're coming at this from a Republican perspective, and they are lying to the people of South Carolina. Now, if she can't condemn that, but maybe she doesn't know. What could be a way she could know? Let's see if we can help her out. Oh, I know. The state newspaper just reported it yesterday. Now, your humble host was, of course, days ahead of the state newspaper. That's why you listen to the show. Millions of dollars have flowed into South Carolina's quick race for the Republican U.S. Senate nomination. Where is Ralph Norman's money coming from? He's an independently wealthy, self-made businessman, $800,000 from his own pocket. Less than $1 million from different PACs, none of them Democrat affiliated. And then most of that money coming from South Carolina donors. What about Graham? Well, it says right here, and this is the strangest thing, in the state newspaper, that Graham is being supported by this PAC I keep telling you about. The Democrat PAC, the climate change PAC. And they admit it. The Invest in Tomorrow Coalition, put that in Google. I challenge you. You don't take my word for it. Put it in Google. Ask Google AI if it's a Democrat PAC. It'll tell you it is. I screenshotted it when I did. Democrat PAC funded, primary funder, according to Google, take it up with them, is Chris Larson, the Silicon Valley billionaire that pumped $11 million into Kamala Harris's campaigns in 2024. That guy. While Tom Mazzei, who actually runs Invest in Tomorrow Coalition, did fundraising and ads for Biden and Kamala in 2020 and for Kamala in 2024. He was even at the inaugural ball in 2020. Talks about how he likes to work with never Trumpers who hate Trump. Does Trump know any of this? I mean, I just wish somebody would tell him before he does the rally in Myrtle Beach. I bet he doesn't. So the state newspaper has now joined me in reporting that the Invest in Tomorrow Coalition, a Democrat PAC, according to Google, a renewable energy-backed political group, a pro-climate change political group, committed to spending $1 million to defeat Norman in a news release August 14th. See, I told you. The Political Action Committee's ad does not mention renewable energy and claims Norman has not sufficiently supported Donald Trump. They think you're stupid. They think the people out on the coast who can't hear this station are stupid. Darlene probably thinks you're stupid, too, out there on the coast. She won't condemn it, folks. I challenged her 24 hours ago. Just condemn it. Tell them stop spending the money. You don't want anything to do with Democrats. You don't want to owe them. She won't. I told her, like, hey, publicly call them out. Tell them stop spending the money. Condemn them. Cut ties. Nope. No. No. The Political Action Committee's ad, the state newspaper writes, which is here in South Carolina. It's the big statewide newspaper, left-wing media. The Political Action Committee's ad does not mention renewable energy and claims Norman is not sufficiently supported by Trump. They're lying. They are trying to confuse Republican voters. And Darlene Graham is fine with that because there is no way Darlene Graham does not know this now. It's in the state newspaper. The Super PAC, the state newspaper writes, recently spent millions to defeat Trump-backed candidate, U.S. Representative Andy Ogles, who they identify as conservative. It's the same pattern. He's too conservative. He's not going along with the AOC Green New Deal subsidies. We got to defeat him. They also spent money against U.S. Representative Chip Roy for the crime of being too conservative. Invest in Tomorrow Coalition has gone on broadcast television with its anti-Norman ads in South Carolina. Quote, "We've repeatedly made clear there is now a cost to standing in the way of the American clean energy industry, especially wind and solar," said Super PAC Chairman Tom Matzey. The guy who, if you go through his Twitter feed, worked to elect Kamala and Joe in 2020 and then worked to elect Kamala in 2024, who was giddy in October of 2024 because he thought they were about to defeat Trump. So, I'm just issuing a challenge, Darlene Graham. You know, honey, now you know. I mean, I know you may not know big things like who's our worst enemy on earth, China, and what do they want Taiwan, and where are they in the Red Sea? Okay, like that's really hard stuff. But this is super duper easy to understand, and it's in the state newspaper yesterday. Are you going to condemn? Or you're good with Democrats lying to your voters, confusing your voters, defrauding, really, presenting a fraudulent message to your voters to trick them into voting for you by pretending they're Republicans too. And they're super being mad because Ralph Norman is not loyal enough to Trump. Says who? Says Tom Matzey. Folks, Tom Matzey gave an interview to the state newspaper admitting he's trying to defeat Norman and elect her. They're not even hiding it. They're not even hiding it, folks. There's only one way we do this. We've got to beat him. Got to roll up your sleeves. You got to beat them. I want you to think five people. You know five people in this state? Doesn't matter where they are in the state. Message them on Facebook if you know they're a Republican. Your brother, your sister, your mama who lives out on the coast. Take them to the polls. Get them to the polls. Folks, polls close at 5 today. It's the last day of early voting. The next day, next time you can vote is Tuesday. This is war. Are we going to let the Democrats run this state and kill off another conservative in the primary? Are we going to really do that? Folks, this is one of the most important elections of your lifetime. Whole lifetime, not just for South Carolina, folks, because I'm telling you, that Senate's razor edge. We sent one more Republican up there, votes with the Democrats on important things. We could lose the country on a single vote, folks. One vote is all it takes to end the Republic, given the stuff the Democrats want to do. So I challenge Darlene Graham. Pull the plug. Condemn them. Reject the Democrats' scheme to lie to your voters with $1 million in the primaries. Tell them you don't want Democrat money. Because if you're not willing to do it, honey, you want Democrat money and you're fine with owing these people. It was one of their better hoaxes. Honestly, in terms of pure destruction, better than Russia collusion. The idea that George Floyd was just one of, oh, I don't know, thousands of black men killed for no particular reason by police every year. Democrat sheeples did $2 billion worth of damage, expressing their outrage over something. $2 billion. And folks, that's the final insurance estimate. That's what they paid out. Now, it doesn't count the one in five businesses that weren't insured that they destroyed. That money's not there. The largest single insurance payout for an act of domestic violence ever in insurance history. How many black men were killed, unarmed black men, by police in 2021? Wait to hear the answer. Coming up, and wait till you hear how many, even today, Democrats think it is annually. Folks, these are the most hosed people on earth. If we could get them a real source of news, it would change the world.